Architecture. Welcome to Monkey Valley, London Zoo's spacious home for colobus monkeys. Monkey Valley is a redevelopment of the Snowdon Aviary and surrounding area. This audio track tells you about the aviary itself, an extraordinary structure of aluminium and see-through mesh. Now a Grade 2 star listed building, it's been an icon of the London skyline since 1965. This is one of four audio description tracks within Monkey Valley. We're on the bridge that crosses Regent's Canal, with Monkey Valley hugging its far bank. Here, three tactile exhibits illustrate the aviary's innovative 1960s design. There's a scale model, an interactive object, and an example of materials. We'll start with the scale model, which has the same orientation as the actual building across the bridge. It measures approximately 60 centimetres from left to right and shows the structure's outer shape. The base of the model, right at the front, depicts the straight trench of Regent's Canal running left to right. You can find a canal barge to the left. From the canal, the far bank rises quite steeply but is almost immediately interrupted by the front of the building. The remarkable shape was originally designed to imitate the lightness of birds in flight. The model is solid, but the actual structure is made of see-through mesh, enclosing an open-plan space for birds to fly in. Although a symmetrical construction, there are no right angles like a conventional building, but a series of angled geometric facets. At the top, to each end, are two towering triangular peaks. The building then angles down and in towards the centre, creating a dramatic outline. Conceived by Anthony Armstrong Jones, the first Earl of Snowdon, it was realised by architect Cedric Price with structural engineer Frank Newby and was Britain's first walkthrough aviary when it opened in 1965. Breaking all architectural rules, the team pioneered the structural principle of tensegrity, otherwise known as floating compression, where separate aluminium elements are held together using tension and balance. The result is a structure which seemed almost weightless and created a vast internal space some 45 metres long and 24 metres high. The main structure was made from tubular aluminium, a new and exciting material in the 1960s which was not without its challenges. Every piece needed a bespoke design, with engineers pioneering new techniques to cast and weld the tubes together. Inside, at each end of the structure, two huge pillars rise from a single concrete base. The pillars splay out from each other, and both pairs angle away from the centre of the building. The top of each pillar is connected to a tetrahedron, or triangular pyramid of tubular aluminium, which forms one of the prominent peaks that produce its unusual shape. These huge tetrahedrons seem to levitate alongside the pillars, held in place only by tension cables. On the scale model, you can feel the wider tubes of aluminium descending down from the triangular peaks at either end. The angled facets across the top and sides represent the mesh, which covers the framework like a skin. A series of narrower lines linking the peaks across the angled front and top of the structure represent the tension cables. In the very centre, you may be able to feel a small circle which marks where the cables are joined. We'll now move on to the next object, which is on a connecting table behind the scale model. The next tactile exhibit is a simple interactive object designed to demonstrate how tension can hold up a structure. Find the two plastic shapes, a dark green shape fixed to the tabletop and an almost identical bright yellow shape joined to it by one short and two longer chains. The second piece dangles loosely from the first. Lift this piece above the fixed piece. It may take a little adjustment to get the pieces lined up so that the two long chains are vertical. Now, if you let go, the upper piece should stay there, seeming to float above the other by magic. The simplified explanation is that while the upper yellow piece is suspended from, and therefore pulling down on the short chain in the centre, it's kept from falling by pulling up on the longer chains to the sides. The weight of the floating part is balanced against the tension in the chains. Moving on to the final object. With your back to the scale model, in front of you, a second triangular table has the third object you can touch laying in its centre. It's one of the heavy steel O-rings which are used to join the cables in mid-air. This one was part of the original structure which was replaced during the renovations. Three cables radiate from the central ring fixed to it with U-shaped clamps. The cables themselves are made of a number of smaller cables twisted together. Each one is covered in protective black plastic. One of the legs of the triangular table itself is made of a length of the thicker cable used in the build. There are three other audio tracks around Monkey Valley which tell us something about the colobus monkeys and their habitat. One describes the walkthrough experience, where visitors can go inside the former aviary itself. One is on the Colobus House, the monkeys' indoor shelter, which runs alongside the former aviary. And another is at the far corner of Monkey Valley by a tactile sculpture of colobus monkeys.